Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vov. Ho'even shebekeruyo, an even, which is a rock inside a is a gourd they used to use to hold water. What was their disposable dishes? They had a gourd, a skin of a thick skin of a vegetable. They dried it out in the sun, and that became a container. So if you have an oven that's in this kerua, in a glass yevesha, that's a water pitcher, in mimalin bo vein nefelas, if the oven is lodged firmly enough into the wall of the pitcher, so then mimalin bo, you're allowed to fill up the water. The oven becomes bottled to the kli. Vim lav, as soon as you fill up water, the rock comes to the surface and it's going to fall out. Then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because a rock, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So even filling up the water also is a form of moving the oven. Now, really, the Pshat in the Mishnah is not that the oven is called Yibim Metalkul the oven. It's called that there's now an Issa Muktza on the Keruah, on the glass. Why? Because it becomes a bosses to the rock that's holding it in place. In order, you should be able to fill it with water. That's why you put the rock in the first place, and you lodged in to make it firm. So the kirua is a bosses to the glass, and that's why it's awesome. Zmoira shehikshura bitofiach. They used to use a long branch from a vine. They would use that as the handle on a cleave that you would lower down into a bur to draw out water. Mamalim Baba Shabbos, why? Because it's considered the handle. And it's not muktzah, it's considered part of the kli. Mishnah Zayin. Pkak ha-chaloin. This is a totally different halacha. The halacha of boina is adding on, we had before, the shear is a mashu onto any existing structure. Adding on or building a structure. Now, in those days, when you wanted fresh air, so you open up a window, except they didn't have glass windows. What they had is, they had a hole in the side of the wall of the house. It was hollowed out, and you left it open. And during the winter, or when it was raining, you plugged it up with a piece of wood. So pkak, which means a stopper, it's like a bathtub stopper, is also called a pkak. Pkak ha-chaloin, this is the stopper of a window. If the stopper is a piece of wood that's attached to the window. That means when it comes out, it's left dangling next to the window, but it's really part of the structure. Vitolui, and it's not on the ground, it doesn't schlep on the ground. Poikim boy, it's considered part of the binyan, and by sticking that in the hole in the side of the wall, you're not adding on anything to the binyan. It's there. Vimlav, if it's an independent piece of wood, ain't poikim boy, because then you're being moisiv ala binyan. Now, this is not meant to be a permanent thing, because as soon as the weather clears, as soon as it warms up, you're going to pull it out. So, Mamele, it's called a binyan arai. Binyan arai is something that's not meant to stand permanently. The Tanakama holds, or I'm sorry, Rabbi Leza holds, that to be moisif on a binyan arai, even in existing, you're certainly not allowed to make a binyan arai. But to be moisif on a binyan arai, there's no issa, not der issa, not der abonon, and therefore, it's mutter. I'm sorry, Reb Leza holds, Vimlav, if it's not attached, ain't poikin boy, because he holds that Moisif ala binyan, being Moisif ala oil aray on Shabbos is awesome. There's no iser to be Moisif ala oil aray. Not only is there no iser deraisa, but there's no iser even midera bonon.